Welcome back, friends, to another episode of My Bible Thoughts with Pastor Rich. I'm thrilled you've joined me today for a reflection on a story that speaks volumes about human nature and the intricate ways of God's providence. Imagine this. You're at a banquet, an event so exclusive that you, a mere mortal, are among the privileged few invited to dine with the king and queen. The air is filled with excitement, and the honor of the moment is evident. King Xerxes and Esther, the queen, share this rare feast. Now, one might think such event would be a pure joy, a celebration of opulence and prestige. But woven within this gathering lies a tale of envy, pride, and ultimately divine intervention. Let's dive into this narrative. Picture this scene. Haman, a man of considerable influence in the royal guard, leaves the banquet with a heart brimming with pride. He relishes being singled out, exalted above all others in attendance. But then, as he makes his way home, his elation collides with a stark reality, the presence of Mordecai, a man who refuses to acknowledge Haman's greatness, sitting indifferently at the king's gate. Now, Haman's ego is bruised. He's consumed by this one man's refusal to honor him. Have you ever felt that way? The sense of entitlement or recognition that you believed you deserved, only to have it denied or ignored? It's a humbling and at times infuriating experience. Well, what's Haman's response? He's not focused on the splendor of the banquet. Instead, he fixates on the slight he perceived from Mordecai. His pride festers into a desire for vengeance. His wife and friends fuel this resentment, suggesting a gallows be constructed to hang Mordecai. He says, "Yet all this does not satisfy me every time I see Mordecai, the Jew, sitting at the king's gate." So Haman's desire for Mordecai's demise isn't just about retribution. It's about making a grand spectacle of it. He orders a towering gallows to amplify this spectacle at Mordecai's death. It's a chilling reminder of how unchecked pride can lead to extreme actions, clouding judgment, and fostering hate. But here's where the story takes a turn. That very night, while Haman sleeps soundly, plotting evil, God is orchestrating his own plan. Isn't it comforting to know that even when the darkness of human intentions seem to prevail, God's purposes are always at work behind the scenes? The next day, Haman's plans take an unexpected twist. The wheels of divine intervention are set into motion, proving that despite the certainty of evil intentions, God's purposes remain steady. In our lives too, when we face situations where injustice seems to prosper, remember that the story isn't over. God's sovereign hand continues to work, often in the ways beyond our comprehension. So you might be saying, how do we navigate these challenges and apply these timeless lessons from the story of Haman and Mordecai? Let's dive into some practical steps. So first, introspection is key. Reflect on moments where pride may have clouded your judgment or fueled negative emotions. Acknowledge these instances and commit to addressing them with humility. So consider this. Are there situations in your life where your ego or desire for recognition overshadowed rational thinking? Second, practice empathy. Often the refusal to acknowledge someone's worth or honor stems from their own insecurities or struggles. Empathy allows us to see beyond our own feelings and understand the complexity within others. Have you ever encountered individuals who might seem indifferent or unappreciative? Try to empathize with their perspective and the battles they might be facing. Next, always seek reconciliation. If there are conflicts or strained relationships due to pride or ego, take the initiative to mend those fences. Apologize where necessary and extend forgiveness, fostering an environment of understanding and harmony. Is there someone right now that you need to reconcile with? Perhaps it's a friend, a family member, a colleague where misunderstandings have strained your relationship. And then lastly, I want you to embrace humility. So, friends, humility is not a weakness. It's strength under control. It allows us to acknowledge our limitations, learn from others, and ultimately grow in character and compassion. So, how can you incorporate humility into your daily life? It could be through acts of service, acknowledging the contributions of others, or simply choosing kindness in your interactions. Let's take a moment now to bring these reflections before God in prayer. Join me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, recognizing the complexity of our own emotions and the challenges we face in relationships. And your word illuminates the dangers of unchecked pride and the power of humility and empathy. So Lord, as we reflect on the story of Haman and Mordecai, help us to examine our own hearts. Show us where pride has overshadowed our actions or hindered our relationships. Father, we pray that you grant us wisdom to seek reconciliation, the strength to embrace humility, and the empathy to understand others better. Your word reminds us, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And Lord, we ask that may we walk in that humility, receiving your abundant grace and extending it to those around us. And it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Now, before we wrap up today's episode, remember, friends, that it's in the moments where pride threatens to consume us. Let's lean on humility and empathy. Lean in on God and His character. Let's strive to see beyond our own desires. Embrace a heart that seeks reconciliation and understanding. Now, friends, if today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you to share it with others. Let's spread the message of humility and reconciliation within our communities. Thank you for joining me today on My Bible Thoughts with Pastor Rich. And until next time, may God's grace and peace be with you all. Take care.